one of the problems I think we have now in breast cancer treatment is that we have numerous drugs, and it becomes almost a Chinese alphabet soup of what to use. And it gets very confusing because you cannot look at every permutation and do a study on everything. If a person does not have life-threatening disease, I've usually used one drug in sequence. And the reason is that the quality of life is better, and in a metastatic setting, whether or not you're really making a major impact on overall survival is very unclear unless
you
have a biologic.
So one chemotherapeutic agent.
Yes. I would consider one chemotherapeutic agent at a time. Depending upon the rapidity of the illness and how bad, one could consider the ECOG Avastin paclitaxel combination, which is active and has shown at least a disease-free survival. Because I think if anything's going to make a difference in metastatic disease now, it's going to be combinations with a biologic. When you look at the cytotoxics and you look at getting a crossover of two versus one, the overall survival looks about the same. But the biologics, there may be a difference. So if the person had disease that was relatively rapidly growing, one could consider that as one of the combinations.
So that would be bevacizumab plus paclitaxel.
That's one combination. Now, that would obviously depend upon other factors. Bevacizumab, as you know, can have significant toxicities, so that you have to pick your patient appropriately.
And what kind of patient would you not want to use bevacizumab? I mean, this woman, for example, who is 67 years old at this point and, you know, still in good health other than her breast cancer, I assume it wouldn't be much of a problem. But what would be a concern for you?
Concern with me would be somebody who had a prior clotting history, has a history of renal disease, has a history of significant hypertension, hypertension probably being the most important of the toxic side effects. Rarely it's been described to be causative for neurologic deterioration. If there were any underlying neurologic disease, again, I would probably be more hesitant.